This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good afternoon to you high school basketball fans. I am Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, Jack with Chuck, here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena for a headliner of a game, Sydney versus Versailles. It should be a knockdown, drag-out affair. 27 points a game, Andre Gordon, 28 points a game, Justin Arnes. Should be a fantastic shootout, perhaps the best game of the entire three-day Martin Luther King weekend, or Chuck, at least we are hoping so. Could be a nail-biter. We've had some real good games in the last few weeks. Fort Loramie Versailles, Anna Versailles. Why shouldn't the Versailles Tigers take part in another one?
Oh, absolutely. I was excited when I realized we were going to come down and do this game. I was excited because this is a contrast of two styles. This is two of the better basketball players in the state of Ohio going at each other.
Yep.
I think that Arnes and Gordon are going to probably cancel each other out. I think Roberts and A.J. Arnes are going to probably cancel each other out. Going to come down to the rest of the players to see who's going to win the basketball game. That's my opinion anyway.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. Devin Rogers is a force in the middle for the Sydney Yellow Jackets, averaging about 9 rebounds per game. And somehow, some way, Versailles will have to contend with him. I think keys for Sydney are part-time players one or two of whom may start, but they'll see playing action in this game. The likes of Ryan Hines, who can shoot the three. Darren Taborn is a fine player. Trey Wirtz is coming on strong. Those three young men will be important here today for Sydney. Versailles will be without Kyle Jones, who has a leg injury. He missed the contest with Fort Loramie. He is more than likely still out today. He's a lot of good quickness, fine speed at the guard spot for Versailles, which does have Keaton McIldowney and Michael Stahman out front. We saw those two young men light it up against Anna. They're key performers. Stahman played pretty well against Fort Loramie. But you're right, the supporting casts for both Gordon and Arnes, crucial here this afternoon for this game. Versailles just one loss on the year, 10-1, 3-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Marion Local is 2-0. Those are the only two unbeaten squads. Sydney Yellow Jackets 7-3 overall, 5-2 in the GWAC North, a game behind Vandalia Butler, which has lost just one. There is a common opponent between the two. Each team has taken care of Tippecanoe pretty easily so far this season.
Right. I look at this, and you take a look at Sydney, and you got to hope. I think playing on this big floor, playing in front of all these people, is going to give them the motivation, because I think sometimes motivation for Sydney this year has been one of their Achilles heels. But I think today in this atmosphere, I think they're going to play hard. They're going to try to. They know there's some scouts here. They're going to try to impress. On the other end of the floor, Arnes is already going to Ohio State,
right.
And I don't think I think this shooting background for him, because he likes to shoot the three, and he's going to have to get used to this shooting background, because it's not your normal high school gym.
Now Arnes shoots the three at about a 41% clip. Sydney as a team only about 30. That's about where Andre Gordon is,
right.
Just shy of 33% on the year shooting the three ball. That said, I'm not sure there will be a lot of three-point baskets made in this game. There may be a number of attempted three-point shots, but you're right. It's a difficult background. A lot of depth behind both hoops. What is it, Chuck? A good, 200 feet from the backboard to the wall above the bleachers at
right.
the far end? At the north and south?
Right, and most gyms, you're not looking through the backboard into people's faces. You're looking at a wall. So it just changes things, and the depth perception makes a difference. But if you're a really good shooter, it's all memory. So it shouldn't affect a really good shooter. I think that's where Arnes may get the advantage, because he is an outstanding outside shooter.
Hey, who guards who in this game? Does Roberts go up against Justin Arnes? What do you think?
I think Roberts goes against Arnes. I think Arnes and Rogers go at each other. My concern, if I was Versailles, is who am I going to put on Gordon, because they have no one quick enough to guard him. No one.
Justin Arnes, 28 points per game, as we noted. Keaton McIldowney at guard, 8.5 per contest. A.J. Arnes, 12 per game. I should update that. It's more like 13 or 13.5 now after his terrific performance against Fort Loramie. What did
right.
he score, over 20?
He had 21, and I'll tell you what, with his brother only getting 12, he was the only reason that Loramie didn't win that game by 10 points or more.
Exactly. And against Anna this year, in a game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com at Anna, Tigers beat the Rockets 67-65 on a buzzer beater by Justin Arnes, who didn't play about, 40% of that game because of foul trouble. His supporting cast kept the Tigers close to Anna, and if Versailles gets a good effort from players in addition to Justin Arnes here today, then I think Tigers may have the upper hand.
That said,
Sydney's got a very solid supporting cast, which may step forward for Andre Gordon here this afternoon as well.
Well, I think athletically, Sydney's got the advantage, definitely.
Yep.
But possibly in shooting, and maybe, I was going to use the word composure. Sometimes Sydney gets, if things start to slide a little bit, things go south for them in a hurry. Hey, they got to avoid that today.
Man-to-man by both teams. Do we see some zone, perhaps?
I don't think either team likes to play zone. I think the only reason you're going to see zone is if there's somebody that they just can't guard. And that, if that happens, I think it's going to be on the Sydney end. I don't think anybody can guard Gordon.
What a year for this matchup at the flying to the hoop. Eric Horstman has been salivating for this opportunity. Justin R. is a senior. Andre Gordon, just a junior. Of course, Andre will return next year. Will be interesting to see which sports he does play next
year. I heard he's going to play baseball and wrestle, but I don't know that for sure.
Much to the chagrin of John Willoughby and Adam Dungis. I think everybody in the listening audience realized you were...
That was sarcasm.
You were pulling our legs. Travis Swank has done a rock-solid job in his second year as head coach of the Versailles Tigers. It should be an outstanding game. Chuck, talk about this for a moment. It's Sydney's only game in what, the first couple weeks of the month of January, and then in the next 16 days they play a half a dozen or seven games. Wouldn't you like to be on the floor a little more often after the Christmas holiday than just a game?
Well, you would like to, but I'll tell you, when you got this stretch coming where you're going to play a lot of games, you've got to get your kids to buy into practice time, because they're coming up in the near future. They're not going to get a lot of practice time on the floor, so you need to get that in, and you need to convince your kids that practice, games are fun. Practice is what makes you better.
There you go. Well said. This is a resume-building contest here today. Yes, Versailles is just Division III, but the Tigers are ranked number two in the state of Ohio in the first boys AP poll. Sydney has lost just three times, and the Yellow Jackets would love to have lofty seating in boys Division II come tournament time, or I should say boys Division I come tournament time.
They need one, because that's what happens every year. If you don't get a real good seed in that super district that they play, it's a real tough out to get through there.
Oh, yeah. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here today on ScoresBroadcast.com, our anchors, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Thanks to Bryant Billing, outstanding sports editor at the STN, and Luke Groneberg, excellent photographer at the STN. We say thanks to them. As well, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. In addition, thank you, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, located in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his very best shot. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Focus on primaryeyecare.org, healthy vision for a lifetime. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schultze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Ken Francis and Doug Borchers, and all the staff and associates of those two companies, Francis Schultze and Superior. Plus, in Rushi, the Jewelry Barn. It will make your ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem in Rushi, Ohio. And in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include eight expanding divisions. Starting lineups for this game here today for the Versailles Tigers, jumping center, Justin Arne, 6'6", a senior. Keaton McEldowney, 5'11", a senior. Michael Stommen, 5'10", a sophomore at guards. Evan Heaston, 6'3", a junior. A.J. Arne, 6'3", a senior on the front line. A.J. at 12 a game. McEldowney just short of 9. And Arne's at 28. We'll check the Sydney starters momentarily. And we start the game. Tip one by Versailles. Top of the circle. It's handled there by Stommen. Man-to-man defense by the Sydney Yellow Jackets. And shooting behind the arc is A.J. Arne for Versailles right away. And he bangs it in. It looked like he was being shaded by Josiah Hudgens, 23 feet from the basket, but A.J. Arns picks up where he left off against Fort Loramie. Here is a quick shot by Sidney from the far left side of the floor. In and out, no good, and the rebound is taken down by Versailles. That long deuce was tried by Hudgens of Sidney. Bad pass for Sales. Sidney on the steal. Run out the other way. Driving layup, yes. Rodez Roberts made the intercept and took it 60 feet for the score. So Sidney misfires on a three, but gets a steal and a bucket. In transition, 3-2, Versailles in front. Here's Versailles passing down low on the right to Heaston. On the arc to Stammen. Stammen, handoff to Justin Arns, enters the lane, finds a teammate. Heaston, backdoor cut, delivers it to him. Shot no good, but he's met solidly from behind and fouled. Heaston with two coming.
Hudgens has started out guarding Justin Arns.
Interesting matchup. Head coach John Willoughby will no doubt switch off Chuck as this game progresses. I don't think we'll see Hudgens on him for very long. But if he's effective, you never know. Free throw by Heaston is good, and Versailles leads it 4-2. 6:44 left here in the opening quarter. Tigers in the home white, orange numbers outlined in black. Sydney, black numerals, black jerseys, gold piping around the numbers. Second free throw, no good, too long. Rebound down to the Yellow Jackets. Here's Andre Gordon on the arc. On a weave, it goes to Hines, who nearly walked. Ryan Hines, the 6-foot senior. Here's an overplay out front by Arns. Arns makes the swipe, goes the other direction, flushes it down, then takes a tumble after scoring, and he pops right back up. 6-2, Versailles. Oh, here's a great move
nice.
By Devin Rogers.
Wow.
Woo! Devin Rogers took the pass, baseline right, 10 feet from the hoop, back to the goal, and made a great spin move around Evan Heaston and dropped it in.
You don't expect to see quickness like that out of a kid that big.
Nimble toes from Devin Rogers. Here's Arns posting up low on the right for Versailles. Then he tries to go opposite, other side of the key, and he zips a pass out of bounds. 5:56 to go in the first quarter, 6-4, Versailles up the two. Slowly up the floor for Sidney is Hudgens on the arc. He pulls up from 23 feet away, lets it fly, no good. Rebound down to Versailles. Justin Arns triggers immediately in the forecourt. 25-footer, way short. Rebound down to Andre Gordon of Sidney. Fakes left, goes right. At the elbow, pulls up. Makes a sloppy pass, deflected. Taken away by A.J. Arns of Versailles. He romps down the floor, all the way to the basket, and banks it in on the run. 8-4 Tigers, 5:20 left in the first. Here's Gordon, 20 feet away for Sidney, being challenged tightly by Keaton McElDowney, who draws the charging foul against Andre Gordon.
Good defense that time. Held his ground. Andre thought he had a step, and the defense was perfect.
Chuck, who more often than not has been on Andre Gordon so far?
Oh, it's been McElDowney. He's carded him every time down so far.
Keaton McElDowney on Andre Gordon and Josiah Hudgens on Justin Arns. That's been the trend so far in the first 3 minutes. Versailles with the ball up two. 3 minutes gone here in the first quarter. In the game now for Versailles is Carter May. Carter May, a 6'6" junior. He lofts a jumper left flank way short. Sidney might have gotten a piece of it.
Yeah,
Yellow Jackets come down with it. Dribble drive. It's Darren Taborn at the elbow on the left. Leaves it out back for Roberts. Roberts a jumper short of the mark. Didn't catch iron. It's tipped, though, out of bounds by Versailles. 4:44 left in the first. 8-4 in favor of the Tigers. Here is a careless inbounds pass by Sidney below the basket, knocked away, and Versailles has it. Here's a quick fadeaway three from the right corner by Justin Arns. It is way, way short. Barely caught the rim. Rebound down to Sidney. But, Chuck, we have seen Justin Arns now three games, and his outside shooting has not been good.
Well, the first game against Anna wasn't bad. The last two games, so the beginning of this one in the Loramie game, no, it wasn't good at all.
Oh, look at Devin Rogers at the foul line. Another great spin move right down the pipe to the rim. He's chopped up on the arm as he goes to the hoop. Now, Versailles would be better off getting Justin Orange the ball, foul line on in. Boy, he's almost unstoppable with that wiry length of his. Have two free throws here for Devin Rogers. Devin's been a factor so far in this game. We thought he would. We noted that in the pregame. He's a load for Versailles to match up against. Foul shot too long off the back brace. 4:13 left in the opening quarter. 8-4 Versailles. Slow start to this game offensively. Devin calmly takes the basketball in his left hand. Now dribbles 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. Second free throw, Devin on the way. Swish. 8-5, Versailles in the lead by 3. Ball being walked up over the timeline by Michael Stahman of the Tigers. Stahman picked up by Hines, 30 feet away. Now to A.J. Orange, to Justin. Justin to the foul line. Throws a bullet-like pass down below the basket. Versailles gets a hand on it. Sydney gets a hand on it. It's ruled a jump, and the Yellow Jackets benefit from the arrow.
Orange is a good passer, but I've noticed he has a tendency to throw a pass that gets the guy in trouble.
Yeah, he whipped that one into traffic, no question. Here's Rogers, baseline left for Sydney. He maneuvers on May, goes opposite to Hines in the near corner. He overshoots a three. It doesn't hit the rim. Long rebound down to A.J. Orange of Versailles. Down to Justin Orange. Justin, baseline left, goes up and under, blocked out of bounds by Rodgez Roberts, who came off his man and got a piece of it. A good swat by Rodgez. Baseline left of the basket. Versailles throws in. It's Stahman. Left corner, A.J. Orange. He rises up, shoots the 18-footer. It is wide of the mark. No good. Rebound down to Sydney. Oh, here's a good fake. What a great play by the Yellow Jackets. Josiah Hudgens went all the way to the rim. It looked for an instant like he was going to give the ball up. And then he held it and banked home.
It was actually Roberts. The announcer had it wrong.
3:10 left here in the first. Credit Roberts, not Hudgens. 8-7, Versailles up one. In the lane, May for Versailles. Dropped it, picked it up, missed the six-footer. Rebound knocked out by Versailles. Sydney Ball. The Yellow Jackets have performed better here in the last couple minutes. 8-7, Versailles lead a point. 3 minutes to go, opening frame. Ball being walked up the floor by the Yellow Jackets. Up over the timeline comes Taborn. Taborn gave it up, got it back, 25 feet away in the left. Looks for Rogers in the middle, can't find him. Goes straight away to Hines. Opposite side of the floor, it's Roberts. Roberts picked up by Justin Orange. Near side to Hines, looks inside for the cutter, can't find him. On top to Taborn. Taborn lights it up, a three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound, Justin Orange of Versailles. No look pass to a teammate, driving to the rim, up and in. Keaton McElDowney caught the pass, bolted to the basket, and scored. Good dish by Justin Arns. 10-7, three-point lead Versailles. 2:14 left in the first. Devin Rogers, mid-post area, back to the basket. Works on A.J. Fadeaway bank shot, wild, high off the glass, no good. Rebound, Justin Arns of Versailles. He motors down the floor, dipsy-doo in the lane, all the way to the rack. He's got it. Sydney needs a timeout. Versailles 12, Sydney 7 as the Tigers get their transition game going. 2 minutes left, opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Kettering Fairmont, Trent Arena, flying to the hoop. Versailles up 5 over Sydney. Chuck, what do you see so far?
Well, Gordon can't get untracked, but they're still only down 5 points, and Arns is trying to, at least he got inside that time. He quit trying to just launch threes.
Yeah, he's controlling the ball, bringing it up the floor, and then dispersing it for Versailles, and he's made a big impact here in the last minute and a half. Here's a quick three from the left wing by Josiah Hudgens of Sydney. After the timeout, it's no good. Rebound, Devin Rogers. In, out, in, back, out. Rebound, Versailles. Tough break for Devin. Here comes Stauman down the floor to McElhaney. Outside the arc to A.J. Arnes. He's already made one three. That one's too long, no good. Rebound on the floor. Picked up in the lane by Keaton McElhaney. No. Rebound, Sydney. And here come the Yellow Jackets racing down the floor hard. Rotez Roberts took it the last 50 feet. He was unstoppable like a freight train. Rotez Roberts steamrolled to the basket for Sales. Gets a quick 4-on-3 the other way. Excuse down me. Inside to Houston for two. Sydney unable to get back in time after scoring the gimme.
Who scored that?
That was Houston of the Tigers.
Thank you.
14-9, Sydney down 5. Top,
hey
of the
guys,
Hudgens, top of the circle, the 25 feet away, Hudgens. Gives it up near side to a teammate. It's Roberts who jacks up the three off the back iron. Rebound to Justin Arnes of Versailles. No look pass to a cutter coming in from the right wing. Missed on the play by McElhaney. Long rebound, though, to Versailles. Justin Arnes, 25-footer, way off to the right, no good. Long rebound, Tigers again. Justin starts a drive into the lane. He's doubled. Gives it to the three-point shooter in the left corner. Missed by Stauman. Long rebound of Versailles. 8-foot jumper in the paint, no. As the Tigers own the offensive glass, finally Sydney gets the board. 17 seconds left in the first. 14-9 in favor of Versailles. Dribbling between the legs at midcourt. It is Hudgens on the bounce for Sydney. There's a screen by Devin Rogers. Long three try. Yellow Jackets, a second and a half to go in the quarter. No good. And that's how the first period ends. Up Sydney and Andre Gordon, as Chuck noted, not untracked yet. Versailles up 5 after 1-14-9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGincOH.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Versailles starts the second quarter with a screen for Justin Arnes from the top of the circle, and he connects, swish, on a long three-pointer, and then Sydney fires a pass quickly up the far side of the floor, out of bounds, into the Tigers' bench.
Sydney needs to get Gordon clear aside, see if somebody can guard him. Right now, they're just relying on him just launching the ball.
Yep, right now, Yellow Jackets out of sorts. 17-9, Versailles in the lead by 8. Here is Justin Arnes coming off a screen. High right, step back three ball. Rattles out, no good. Inside rebound, up and in. A.J. Arnes has been a force in this game so far for Versailles, which has stretched the lead out to 19-9. Here is Sydney with a drive from the right side of the floor. It's Andre Gordon, I should say, trying to make things happen. Versailles slides over, attempts to get the charge, but the referee's not baited. It's a block against the Tigers. Sydney inbounds below the rim. Trailing by 10, a minute gone here in the second quarter. Here's a three ball from the left flank by Rotez Roberts. No good, long rebound to him. Blocked away by Versailles. And Sydney gets the loose ball. Ball fed into the post to Roberts. Fades, turns, missed the 10-footer. Rebound down to Versailles, A.J. Arnes. 6:50 left in the second quarter. Versailles has exploded to a 10-point lead. Here's Houston outside the lane on the right. He barges into the lane, running one-hander. Got it. Evan Houston playing well for the Tigers, who lead it 21-9. Sydney with the ball deep, far corner of the floor. It is Hudgens on the bounce. Here's a fadeaway bank shot outside the lane on the left. Yes. Rather, that was Keith Lee, I should say, in off the bench for Sydney. Big goal by Lee. That stopped the bleeding momentarily. 21-11 in favor of Versailles by 10. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Here's McIldowney to Stammen, who drives down the lane. Little push shot right in front. Off to the left, no good. Rebound, Sydney. Sydney trying to score two straight hoops here. Here's a drive into the lane by the Yellow Jackets. Deflected shot. The length of Versailles got a hand on it. Long lead out by Justin Arnes. He found a teammate, Keaton McIldowney, roaming to the rim. He cherry-picked and got an easy deuce. 23-11 as Versailles restores its 12-point lead. 5:30 left to go in the second quarter. Here's Andre Gordon straight away for Sydney, dribbling. Gives it near side to Hudgens, on top to Roberts. Here's a high-arching floater near wing, missed on the play by the Yellow Jackets. Keith Lee couldn't get it to go. Versailles with the board. Here is Justin Arnes right around the defender, top of the circle, down the lane, missed the driving layup. Rebounded by Sydney. 5:12 left to go here in the second. 23-11 Versailles. Here's a good drive by Sydney. All the way to the cup, in, out, no good. Roberts couldn't get it to go, got the rebound back, and he was chopped up on the arm. I think that's Rodtez Roberts to the line.
Yep, 13. Numbers are kind of hard to see from up here.
Oh, very challenging. Black numbers on black shirts with very thin gold piping. Free throw Roberts, no, he misfires. Played 3 minutes here in the second quarter, 23-11 in favor of Versailles. Chuck, I am reading that scoreboard correctly, am I not?
Yes.
We are at a perch far off the floor. Not the best of angles or views for certain.
I enjoy it when the people stand up in front of me like we're not here.
Second free throw, good by Rodtez Roberts. 23-12, Versailles lead 11. Here is Justin Arnes between the rings. Throws left side of the floor to McIldowney. He controls, looks for a cutter, angling down the lane. Justin catches all the way to the hoop, and he banked it down, and he was slapped on the arm as he scored. Count it, plus one for Justin Arnes.
I talked about Arnes and Gordon being a wash. Right now, if he hits his free throw, he will have a 10-0 advantage on Andre.
Foul shot, good by Justin Arnes. Versailles clearly, Chuck, doing a better job of cutting and passing.
They're just playing harder.
Yep.
That's all there is to it. We talked about that before the game.
26-12 in favor of Versailles. Sydney in the half court fumbles it. Versailles got it. Sydney recovers, though. And then Gordon starts toward the rim, lost it, picked up on the arc by Sydney. And here's a long three ball. It is buried from way downtown. In off the bench, Trey Wernz with a big basket for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Arnes countering for Versailles.
Jeez.
Bingo from 25 feet. 29-15. The lead 14 for Versailles. Here's Andre Gordon coming right back for Sydney. He shoots a three, short of the mark, no good. Rebound May of the Tigers. Back court to Arnes. Oh, Justin pulls up and tries a 30-footer. He wasn't but four or five steps over the center line. Might have had a heel on the Fairmont logo. Missed it off the back iron. Rebound poked out by Versailles.
I think he was right on the Firebird's beak.
He sure was. That one was a shot to impress.
I was impressed he could get it up that far. I'd have to use two hands.
14-point lead for Versailles with 3:47 left to go here in the first half of play. Ball thrown baseline left to Devin Rogers, and he spins, makes a reverse try. No good, over the back on the rebound against Sydney. He goes on Taborn. All Versailles so far up 14, 29-15, 3:41 left to go here in the second. Well, Sydney needs the likes of Wentz or Hines, someone from behind the arc to drop in a few shots, or Versailles is going to run away and hide. Here's May with a dipsy-doo down the lane, left-hand shovel, too hard. Rebounded by Sydney. Look at Gordon go. And with a flash of quickness, he darts the length of the court and makes a good driving layup.
That's what they need. They need Gordon to start going to the basket.
29-17. 3:08 left in the second quarter. Versailles up a dozen. Outside the arc on the right, it is A.J. Arns. Weaves it to May straight away. Behind the arc, high right, long three ball. Bullseye! Michael Stahmann pours it in. And when Stahmann connects from three-point land, that makes this Versailles team really tough to beat. He's a sophomore, and he can be mighty accurate. Here's Sydney with a quick jump shot. Elbow left. It's off the rim, no good. That was an errant one in traffic, out of bounds, virtually like a turnover, and Versailles has possession, up 15.
They're settling. They're just settling for jump shots.
Exactly right, Chuck. 25 feet away on the left, it's Heaston. On a weave, it's Arns. He's got an open look behind a screen from 24 feet, left it short, long rebound kick to him. He goes into the lane, wild shot, a scooper with the left hand. Didn't catch the rim, rebound down to Sydney. Andre Gordon, 25 feet away. 15-point lead, Versailles. We're near the two-minute mark, late second quarter. Here's Hines. Here's Taborn. Taborn dashes into the lane. Fadeaway 12-footer. Hit the back rim. Rebound, Versailles. Here comes Stahmann over the center line. Versailles by 15. That's the Tigers' biggest advantage. A.J. Arns has it. Guarded by Rogers on the arc. Hits the cutter. Justin Arns right down the middle of the floor. An easy one. Teardrop right in front, up and good.
He's got an 11-point quarter going.
Versailles has doubled the count on Sydney, 34-17. Here's Devin Rogers, foul line extended right. 16-footer, bingo, he hits it. Devin Rogers tosses one in, a nice long shot by him. Rarely will he take it from that distance. 34-19 in favor of Versailles. Shot fake on the arc by Stahmann, then he lets it go. It's online, but it's hard. Rebound down to Sydney. Minute 22 left in the first half. Gordon up the floor quickly. Near side it goes to Wentz. Line drive, three ball short. Rebound down to Versailles. As Chuck noted seconds ago, Sydney settling. And they did last trip as well. A minute left, first half. No one picks up the cutter going to the rim. It's McIldowney. Nice feed by A.J. Arns. McIldowney on the finish. And Versailles is up 17, 36-19. Here's Andre Gordon barreling down the left side of the lane. A banker on the move. Got it for Sydney. Nice goal by Andre.
That's what they need. They need to quit settling and taking the ball to the basket.
36-21. Versailles leads by 15. Widest margin 17 for the Tigers. A.J. Arns on the arc. Now to Stahmann. On a weave to Justin straight away behind a screen. Misses off the back brace. Long rebound to A.J. in the left corner. Swish on a 23-footer. Tell you what, Chuck, based on the games we've seen, A.J. Arns a much better outside shooter than Justin.
Yeah, well, he's got 10, and his brother's got 15, so they got 25 of the 39.
And we've got a foul in the half court. It's against Versailles, common. Sydney will throw in baseline left, 39-21, 18-point differential. 19.7 to go here in the first half. Sydney behind big time. And the Yellow Jackets will need a pep talk from head coach John Willoughby to make a difference in the third quarter.
Well, I think he's a little frustrated, too, because John has not stood up the entire game. It's not a normal situation to have your head coach sitting the entire first half.
And Sydney may be showing the effects, Chuck, of just one game in the first couple weeks of the month of January. Sydney to play for one, 7 seconds left, second quarter. Gordon on the arc, spin move, pulls up, 17-footer behind the foul stripe. Short, no good. Rebound, A.J. Arns, heaves it to McIldowney, going the other way as the first half ends. And it didn't finish soon enough for Sydney. Versailles overpowering Sydney through the first two quarters, 39-21, Tigers over the Yellow Jackets here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank home equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone in the Upper Miami Valley for high school sports. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Sydney is not in an enviable position, down by 18, and the Yellow Jackets will have to launch some threes in the second half of this game. And the likes of Andre Gordon, Ryan Hines, Trey Wentz, Josiah Hudgens, Darren Taborn, Rontez Roberts will have to get hot from behind the arc to make this an interesting game over the final two quarters. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck, it's been all Tigers.
Absolutely. They have a 23-16 rebounding advantage, 7-4 on the offensive. Sydney turned it four times. Versailles turned it three times. Not many on the free throw line. 2-3 for the Tigers. Sydney 2-4 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for the Yellow Jackets, they were led by Roberts with 7. They got 5 from Rogers. They got 4 from Andre Gordon, 3 from Wirtz, and 2 from Keith Lee. They scored 9 and 12, 21 for the first half. Versailles, on the other hand, the Orange brothers, Justin with 15, AJ with 10. They got 6 out of McEldowney. I thought he had a terrific first half. Played defense on Gordon, held him to 4 points. They got 5 points from Highstand, and they got 5 from Stammen, or Stammen, which is it, Stammen?
Stammen.
Stammen, and Pickwood Stammen.
Yes, and Heaston.
And Heaston, okay, right. I was darn close. And they scored 25 points in the second quarter.
Wow.
39-21 at the half.
Yeah, Chuck, you nailed it. Versailles simply cutting and running to the basket crisply, sharply. They're playing harder. That's just all there is to it.
Absolutely. That was kind of my fear. I was hoping possibly the crowd would get them revved up, but there's nothing that's got Sydney playing hard right now. Hopefully at halftime he's reading the riot act, because that's what they need.
We thought the Yellow Jackets might face this challenge, a game on December 30th against Bell Fountain, a game on January 5th against West Carrollton, a game today here on the 14th of January. So since December 30th, just one game in better than 2 weeks for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. And, yeah, you can practice all you want, but it's not like playing for real on the floor four quarters.
No, and just watching today, I mean, it's just, they're just not playing hard, and they're too good of a basketball team. They have too many athletes to be playing this way. They really need to pick it up in the second half.
Again, how many points for Andre?
Andre's got 4. He scored 2 baskets in the second quarter. And you were talking about the threes, and I'm gonna give you that. But Gordon, they need to clear aside, let Gordon go one on one, and then when they come collapsed, now you find Hines, now you find Roberts. Now that's where you find your 3-point shooters. But if all you do is come down and the first guy over midcourt takes a three, this game's going to get more out of hand than it already is.
Yeah, we don't see enough drive and kick from Sydney so far in this game. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 39-21 Versailles over the Yellow Jackets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at the fly end of the hoop, Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, 39-21 Versailles lead Sydney at the halftime break. Time now for our Local Equipment Student Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. Local Equipment promotes student, academic, and athletic success here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Local has done so since our inception a dozen calendar years ago. Local Equipment once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus the name Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Today we highlight eight seniors, five on the Versailles Tigers, three on the Sydney Yellow Jackets. For Sydney, the 12th graders are Ryan Hines, Devin Rogers, and A.J. Brussel. We salute them. For Versailles, the 12th graders are Justin Arns, Kyle Jones, who's out with an injury, Keaton McEldowney, Noah Richard, and A.J. Arns. Eight seniors on the floor today between the Yellow Jackets and the Tigers. They are being recognized today by Local Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, we are 1 minute from the tip to start the second half of this game. Versailles Tigers have been out on the floor for about 3 minutes, Chuck. Sydney Yellow Jackets yet to take the court from the locker room. And you can bet that riot act was read to the Sydney players by head coach John Willoughby.
Well, you got to talk about effort. I mean, the effort was not there. And there's you can have bad shooting days. And you can play against teams that are better than you, but you should never have a lack of effort, and you should definitely not have a lack of effort on the defensive end, and that's what I'm watching right now in the first half.
39 points from Versailles through the first two quarters. Say, don't miss out on great furniture buys at affordable prices. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Route 47 west of I-75, 2600 West Michigan Avenue, always has an array of new inventory coming in, outstanding furniture to meet your budget's needs. Dining room and living room furniture, home office and entertainment space furniture, adult and youth bedroom furniture. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for even more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com in Sydney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Good start to the third quarter for the Yellow Jackets. Post-up move by Devin Rogers. He was delivered the ball in the lane by Andre Gordon, and Devin pivoted and banked down an 8-footer to make it 39-23 in favor of Versailles. Here is a Tiger attack. Easton at the foul line hits A.J. Arnes below the basket. Reverse shot, no good. Rebound down to Sydney, quickly up the floor. Andre Gordon pulls up and lights it up from 18 feet away. 4 quick points by the Yellow Jackets in the opening half minute to start the second half. And the 18-point Versailles lead is down to 14. Outside the arc, far side, A.J. Arnes for Versailles. Gives it to Justin. To the cutter, Stammen. Now to McElnowney into the lane. Now to A.J. Arnes in the left corner. Shot fake, a running hooker. Good! Wow, what a play by A.J. Arnes.
He's just getting better and better in the games we're watching him.
Almost looked like the ball slipped out of his hands. It wound up being a good-looking hook shot by Arnes. Here's a long three. Andre Gordon for Sydney. Off the back brace, no good. What a rebound play below the rim by Hines. He snarfed it up off the floor. Fed it to Devin Rogers. And Sydney runs its offense. Andre, 20 feet out. On the bounce. Picked up by McElnowney. 6:22 to go in the third. Sydney down 16. Gordon pulls up. Elbow on the left. High-arching 16-footer. Off the heel, no good. Rebound Justin Arnes of Versailles. Justin glides down the floor. Elbow on the left, and he spins, shovels it toward the rim from several feet away, short, no good. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by Sydney.
I think if they had a monitor to go to, they would realize that Arnes knocked that out.
I think he did. Easton in the corner, gives it up to Justin Arnes, 25 feet away. Here's Stammen behind a screen, loops a pass down inside for Easton, an overplay committed by Hines on the foul.
He got caught. He caused the second foul. The first foul was done by Stammen.
Yeah, I think you're right on that one too, Chuck. 6:01 to go here in the third quarter. Good inbounds play. Fed to Justin Arnes, and Sydney can do nothing but foul him 5 feet from the basket in the act of shooting. Versailles has executed much, much better at the offensive end. Free throw by Arnes, a lot of rim, and it comes off. Arnes shoots free throws at about 84%. Second shot by Justin on the way. And that one hits the ring, bounds into the hands of Andre Gordon. Andre up over the timeline. On a weave to Rodtez Roberts. Coming out to catch is Gordon. Gets a screen from Rogers. Gordon on the bounce. Spin move against Stammen. Then Andre's double-teamed at the last second, and the fadeaway shot is short. Rebound down to Versailles. Long throw, far corner, three try. McElnowney got it for Versailles.
That was Stammen, the sophomore.
Tigers went opposite, and Stammen made Sydney pay. Ooh, what a move by Andre Gordon. He went strolling down the floor, right side of it, and then went to the baseline, pulled up, and made a leaner from 10 feet. 44-27. Michael Stammen, the 10th grader, really impresses for Versailles. Here's a steal at midcourt by Sydney. Taken away by Rodtez Roberts. Outside the lane in the right, fadeaway shot. Hit the back rim, no good. Foul called. Two free throws coming here for Roberts of Sydney. Chance to cut it back down to 15. With 5:07 to go in the third, free throw short, no good. Hey, what, Chuck? You have to make an adjustment shooting fouls, too, here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena.
Yep, a little bit.
As Chuck noted in the pregame, you look at the glass backboard and you see spectators behind the glass. That's not the case at most high school gyms. And then there's another good 150 feet of depth to the rear wall. Second free throw made by Roberts. Here's Easton in the corner to Justin Arnes. Fadeaway three for Versailles. Way short, no good. Rebound in the lane. Easton in, out, no good. And Gordon snatches it for Sydney. 16-point spread. Sydney with a chance to make a move right here. Gordon inside the arc, left wing. Now at the elbow. Rises up, shoots the 16-footer. Swish by Andre Gordon. 44-30. Sydney trying to make some noise now.
Well, when you got one of the top basketball players in the state of Ohio, you let him get you back in the game, yep. Period.
Feature him right now. This is the opportunity. Yellow Jackets have shaved four off the deficit. Stammen in the corner. Here's Justin Arnes. He's got a lane right down the pike. Oh, what a look. Late dish to Heaston. He was the beneficiary of the fine assist. He got the layup. But give the credit to Justin Arnes as he attracted two or three defenders and made it all happen. 46-31 in favor of, or I should say 46-30 in favor of Versailles. As Sydney pulls a quick trigger in the right corner and misses. And then Justin Arnes comes down the floor with a one-handed pass aimed for Heaston down inside. Sydney busts up the play and it goes out of bounds.
I think that might have saved Heaston's life because I don't know if he's going to catch that pass. That was a bullet.
Oh, it was wicked. 3:42 to go in the third. Ball lobbed into the lane to Justin Arnes. He spins beneath the basket. Good ball movement by Versailles. Ball thrown to May, top of the circle. And he passes up a 15-footer for a tougher 7-footer in traffic. It is short and goes out of bounds.
I've never seen a 13-foot finger roll before, but it didn't work.
46-30 in favor of Versailles. 3:30 left to go here in the third quarter. Midcourt, Roberts. Rogers comes out to catch. Bullet pass low on the left to Gordon. Rises up, overshoots the banker, and May gobbles up the rebound for Versailles. Up ahead to McElhaney. Now to Justin Arnes, 25 feet away. On a weave, let's see, we've got an elbow committed by Justin Arnes. That's an infraction that he'll pull off successfully every now and then without being caught, not then.
He does a good job of using his arm bar to protect, but sometimes when it extends a little bit, they're going to call that on him.
16-point lead for Sales. 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Gordon high right, tries to split a couple defenders. Spins, fades from 17, and hits it. Nice shot by Andre Gordon, getting untracked here in the second half. 46-32 for Sales, up 14. It's been as many as 18. 2:40 to go, third period. High right, it is McElhaney. 15 feet away, Arnes back to the basket. Twirls into the lane, might have gotten away with a palm all the way to the cup, and he rolls it in over the front iron. He is tough to stop. He is lanky and wiry. He's got a very fast first step, and it's long. 2:16 to go in the third. Deficit for Sydney is 16. Here's Andre Gordon, 25 feet away, still on the dribble. Straight away, Devin Rogers. Into the post, back to the basket. Turnaround Jay from 8 feet right in front. It is good. Rontez Roberts with a nice look. Well, he can be deadly in there below the foul stripe. He's got quick hops. 48-34, 14-point lead for Sales. Ball thrown top of the circle for the Tigers to Noah Richard, who's checked in. Noah hands off to A.J. Arnes. He splits a couple defenders all the way to the cup. It bounced off the iron, no good. Scrap for the rebound over the top foul against Versailles. Good position down inside by Sydney's Ryan Hines.
They got a minute 40. They're down 14. If they can get this thing down to 10 or 8, that's going to put them in a pretty good spot because they're playing much better here in the second half.
No question. Hines and Gordon will bring it down for Sydney. And Versailles Tigers get a timeout late in the third, leading by 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com.
So many thanks here on ScorersBroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze, we thank so much. Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum, we also thank so much. And the Jewelry Barn in Rushi will make your ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn is the gem in Rushi, Ohio. Tell Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn you heard about the shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Andre Gordon dribbles behind the back, inside the arc of the left wing. He goes up in the air, lofts a lengthy two, short, no good. Rebound baseline right by Sydney. A jumper away, got it. Rottez Roberts again. He's made two very nice-looking jumpers in the last minute. And now Sydney getting after it. Three-quarter court pressure, riding Versailles hard. Foul against the Yellow Jackets. It is common. Ball out of bounds to Versailles, which has seen its lead get cut down to 12. 48-36. Here's Justin Arnes storming up the floor. Loops it near side for Stammen. In the corner for Noah Richard. Outside the arc on the right, A.J. Arnes. Straightaway Richard, near side, Justin Arnes. Oh, he zips right around two players all the way to the cup. Loops it high off the glass, around and in. Whistle, foul, count the goal. And at the line is Arnes. Or did that
spun out. Spun out.
It did. It went out. And I apologize. I'm looking through the corner of the backboard. And quite frankly, can't see the rim or net very well, either one. Two foul shots for Arnes, and the first is good. Almost went in, didn't it? It spun around.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. It was halfway down.
First free throw made. Sydney likes the fact that the shot from the floor by Arnes didn't go in. He only makes one of two free throws. Sydney down by 13. 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. Yellow Jackets with the ball. Hudgens, far left wing. Taborn on the dribble. Fakes left, goes right. Gives it to Gordon straight away. Two white shirts shade him. Then he retreats, goes all the way to the Firebird logo at midcourt. Starts down the right side of the lane. Gordon's got an avenue.
Wow.
Running bank shot. He kissed it in off the window. Good looking play by Andre Gordon. It's an 11-point game now. Here's Versailles trying to beat pressure. Down the floor, Tigers. A looping one-hander. Good. On the way to the rim. Is it called a block against Sydney or is it a charge? Basket counts, and Versailles is at the stripe for a three-point play.
Boy, McEldown, yeah, that was a gutsy play right there. He went into the trees.
Well done by Keaton McEldown as Versailles answered pronto. The basket by Gordon. Free throw by McEldowney, front rim, backboard, and down through. 14-point game again, 2.8 remaining in the third quarter. 52-38 in favor of the Tigers. Sydney inbounding in backcourt, goes to Gordon. Gordon walks to the timeline, and he doesn't even let go a shot as the third quarter closes out. Versailles 52, Sydney 38 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Versailles 52, Sydney 38. Chuck, what did you see in that third quarter you like better from Sidney?
Well, defensively, instead of giving up 25, they gave up 13, and they just let Gordon just create, and that's what they need to do.
Deficit is 14. It's not unmanageable, but Sidney needs to get off to a good start in the fourth and final period and deny the Tigers on this first possession. Here's Orange at the foul line, a leaner, and it is wide left, no good. He was in traffic. Three men from Sidney were around him. He shot it anyway, couldn't get it to go. Andre Gordon down the floor for Sidney, a pull-up J from 18. He's got it. Andre Gordon, a soaring jumper. He went way up and lofted that one through. And as Arne steams down the floor for Versailles, we've got a foul at midcourt against Sidney. Still common, the team's sixth, 52-40, 12-point game. Sidney was down 18 at the half. 7:18 left. Here's a steal out high. Rogers took it away from Justin Arne. Devin Rogers charges down the floor. Reach-in foul by Versailles at the rim. Two shots for Devin. Devin Rogers, Rotez Roberts, Andre Gordon, the whole team looking better here in the second half. Devin needs these free throws to whittle the deficit to 10. 7:15 remaining in the fourth. Five bounces by Devin Rogers. He flexes those knees, and he connects. 52-41, Versailles by 11. Second shot here for Devin. Halftime score was what, Chuck? 39-21?
Yes.
Free throw number two for Devin is right there on the money. 52-42, 10-point game. Rogers gets a breather. The Yellow Jackets now pressuring full court. Versailles is in the 1-on-1. Orange has got the ball 80 feet from the basket. Justin back court to A.J., A.J. sprints up the near side, now to Justin between the rings. Justin guarded out high by Rotez Roberts, outside the arc on the right to McElhoney. Straight away, Stammen. Near side, A.J. Arns. Elbow on the left, doesn't shoot. Now back to Justin. Justin steps into a three ball and hits nothing, and it goes out of bounds. Now, Versailles can ill afford many possessions like that one, an empty one. And Sidney now can cut this thing down to 7 or 8. Here's Hines, far left corner.
Wow.
Picked up by Stammen. Ryan might have gotten away with a step on the play. No whistle. Here's Andre Gordon, faking left, going right, shake and bake move. Jumper missed from 16. Rebound A.J. Arns of Versailles. Racing up the right side of the floor on the dead run. Stammen for the Tigers. Gives it up, gets it back. Near side, A.J. Arns. Out of Stammen, who retreats to midcourt. McElhoney 25 feet away. Quick move in the post by Justin Arns. He overshoots a baby three-footer. Rebound down to Hines of Sidney. Big possessions coming up now for the Yellow Jackets. Long three, left corner of the floor. No good by Rotez Roberts. Rebounded by the Tigers. But Versailles had two chances to cut it to 7 or 8. Here's a bad pass by Versailles, intercepted by Sidney. A run out the other way, and here's a reverse slam dunk. Andre Gordon with a flush. Good deflection by Hudgens. He was alert. And then he passed the ball ahead to Andre Gordon. Sidney's within 8, having cut 10 off the deficit since the half. Here's Justin Arne, splits a couple defenders down the lane. It's McElhoney cutting in from the right corner, and he scores, and he's fouled.
Well, so far, McElhoney has been that player that we said needs to step up to help the two studs, and he's got 11 right now and doing a great job defensively.
And how many of those points do you think are responsible to Justin Arne, who's made fine passes too?
Yeah, no, he has a full game. He plays defense, he rebounds, he's a great passer.
And McElhoney's been the beneficiary of some good-looking assists from Justin Arns. That was the case there. The free throw is in, and it's 55-44 in favor of Versailles after Sidney had cut it to 8. And here's over-guarding in the right corner.
Yeah, he checked him that time, but that probably kept him from shooting a layup, so it wasn't a bad foul.
McElhoney bumped Andre Gordon as he went baseline on him. 5:30 5:26 left in the fourth, 55-44, Sidney down 11. Rogers to Gordon in the corner. Andre behind the arc. No-look pass inside, knocked away by Versailles. Yellow Jackets get it back. Here's Gordon 25 feet away. Feeds Rogers, baseline right. The pass goes astray, out of bounds.
That's the first turnover by the Yellow Jackets here in the second half.
Pep Sidney's been sharper, no question about it. Problem is, just far too much ground to make up. Here's Justin Arns down the floor in a hurry for Versailles. Pulls up, 14-footer short, no good. Long rebound goes to Stammen. He lets a three fly, missed it off the heel. Rebound down the floor to Hudgens for Sidney. And he's got an alley all the way to the rack. Got it. What a play. 55-46. Sidney showing its lightning quickness that trip down the court. It was an 18-point game at the half. It's now 9 as Sidney has shaved half of Versailles' lead off the scoreboard until Justin Arns posts up and makes a left-handed twirling shot in the paint off the backboard up and in. He is clever. He'll take a shot from any angle. He'll shoot it above his head, down around his knees. He'll drive. He'll step back. Here's Andre Gordon into the lane. Stops, fades. Good on the 15-footer.
This is what people came to see. These two young men play basketball against each other.
9-point game again, 57-48. 4 minutes left in the fourth. Sidney not out of it. Far right wing, it's McElDowney. Straight away it goes to Easton. Sidney needs a stop. Behind the arc, Arns. A.J. to Justin. Foul line. Good defense by Rodtez Roberts. Hand off to Stammen. Stammen to A.J. Arns, 25 feet out. Now he retreats. Versailles is in the 1-on-1. A.J. on the bounce, 3.5 to go. He starts a drive, pulls up baseline left. Hits Justin Arns, slicing down the lane, all the way to the rim, up and in with the left hand. The southpaw, Justin Arns, gets two more. Pulling up is Sidney's Gordon, top of the circle, arches up a three, short, no good, rebounded by Versailles. That was a quick miss by Sidney. Versailles up 11, and the Tigers get a timeout as the clock has worked its way down to 3:14 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sidney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sidney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sidney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sidney, and the Sidney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Versailles may elect to work the clock. Milk minutes off the scoreboard, up by 11 with 2:56 to go in the fourth quarter. And the Tigers are doing just that on this possession after the timeout until Justin Arns triggers a long three air ball from right in front of the Tigers' bench, but the rebound is caught below the basket by Stammen. And he works it back out to Arns, 25 feet away. Now A.J. Arns. Baseline left, it's May. Hits the cutter down the lane off the knee of A.J. Arns, out of bounds.
Well, they didn't score, but they ran about 45 seconds off the clock that time.
59-48, Versailles over Sidney by 11. Well, Yellow Jackets need a couple quick baskets, a couple stops. Then maybe the pressure of this game will be shouldered by Versailles in the last couple minutes. Most importantly here on this offensive set, Sidney needs points. Here's Gordon outside the arc, baseline right. He's doubled by both Easton and Justin Arns. Ball is thrown to Rodtez Roberts down low in the right, and an athletic block on the play by A.J. Arns. It went up high, swatted the ball to the floor. Versailles got the loose ball rebound, and the Tigers get another timeout with 2:15 left to go here in the fourth. Sydney down 11 to Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So many thanks to the Jewelry Barn in Rushi here on scoresbroadcast.com, one of three Rushi sponsors, along with the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. And Versailles, after the timeout, throws the ball 80 feet down the floor to Justin Orange. It's poked away and stolen from behind by Sydney. Here's a quick three ball with the Yellow Jackets. No, off the back brace, and the rebound comes down to Versailles. Good steal by Sydney, but the Yellow Jackets could not capitalize.
Wrong person shot the basketball that time down.
Exactly. A minute 55 to go here in the game. Taborn tried it from long range. It was right on line, just a mite too strong. He was the first man into the forecourt, and he let it go. It didn't go down, and now Versailles up 11, puts it in the deep freeze. Here's a fadeaway 15-footer, baseline left. Good. That was vintage Justin Arnes right there.
I'll tell you what, it reminds me of Don May back in the day. Left-handed, he loved that shot.
Here's a drive by Andre Gordon right down the lane for Sydney. In traffic, off to the left on the shot. Versailles might have gotten a fingertip on it. Long throw down the floor by the Tigers to A.J. Arnes. He drives, no good. Follow-up by May, no, but a foul by Sydney with a minute 11 to go. And Versailles up 61-48. Tomorrow we're back on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie, Thurgood Marshall. Tip-off 1:15. Webcast time at 1, same as today. Don't forget on Thursday, girls action from Minster. New Bremen girls ranked number 4 in the state in Division 4 versus Minster ranked number 1 in the state in Division 4. Well, Versailles got two free throws, or I should say missed free throws on the part of May to our left, and then Sydney got a quick transition basket after the missed fouls, and the attempt at the free throw is no good, in and out by Hudgens. Hudgens got the goal, couldn't convert the three-point play, 61-50. Here's Justin Arnes taking this game into his own hands now. One-on-one move, dribble drive from the left corner, reverse layup at Dandy. 63-50 in favor of Versailles. 45 seconds to go in the fourth. Here's Andre Gordon. Elbow on the left, rises up, shoots over Justin Arnes. No good. It hit the rim, caromed to McIldowney of the Tigers. Long lead out down the floor to a teammate. Stahman, McIldowney, layup, yes. 65-50 Versailles, timeout called. A half minute to go here in the fourth quarter. We'd like to tell you about the Jewelry Barn established in 2011 in Rushi. Qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Tell Jolene Rinderly at the Jewelry Barn you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn offers ear piercing, watch link adjustment, free jewelry cleaning, certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair, is the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the gem in Rushi, Ohio. The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. A great blend of fine custom jewelry and jewelry repair, plus outstanding prices, affordable. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, phone 526-5557, 526-5557, and join the Jewelry Barn on Facebook. The gem in Rushi, Ohio, the Jewelry Barn. Half minute to go here in the fourth. Substitutions for Sydney to finish out this game. The lead back up to 15 for Versailles. Sydney cut it to what, Chuck? 10 on one occasion?
They had it down to 9.
Got it, yes, got it to 9. at one interval, midway fourth quarter. Down to 16 seconds left. Here's a drive by Sidney into the lane. Versailles overplaying on the arc. Down to 7 seconds to go. Outside jump shot by the Yellow Jackets is missed. Loose ball rebound, knocked out of bounds by Sidney, and Versailles will bring it down the floor. Keith Lee on the floor, Trey Wentz out there for Sidney. Final couple seconds, and the Tigers run out the clock, and that's it. Versailles defeats Sidney 65-50. The spread was 18 at the half. Sidney cut it to 9, shaving that deficit to 50% at a point midway through the fourth. Couldn't get it closer. Versailles milked the clock and got the last several points of the game to make the final spread 15. Inspiring performance by Versailles through the first two quarters, and that was the difference as Versailles jumped out to an 18-point lead after two quarters of play, and an 18-point deficit at the halftime break, oftentimes much too difficult to overcome in high school basketball. Sidney played far better in the second half, but simply dug a deep hole in the first two quarters. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors today, including Primary Eye Care Associates in Sidney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, along with the Jewelry Barn. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sidney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sidney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sidney. What's your favorite thing? Frisch's in Sidney, Troy, and Tip City. John Hemp Imagery in Sidney. He gives you his best shot. And the in-between just south of Butkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Chuck, a summary of this game. It was all Versailles the first two quarters. Sidney got too far behind and couldn't overcome an 18-point differential.
Well, the second half effort by the Yellow Jackets was much better. They went to Gordon and let him create. He scored 16 of his 20 points in the second half. On the other side, Arnes was outstanding the whole game. Keaton McEldowney really played well. And A.J. Arnes, who I thought was just kind of a role player, has turned into a pretty good basketball player for the Tigers.
Yep.
And if you look for the Clancy's players of the game, I could give it to Justin Arnes. He had 26, but that's not his average, so he doesn't get the Clancy's. I'm giving it to Keaton McEldowney. I thought he was terrific. On the other side, Gordon scored 20, but Rotez Roberts, I thought, was the key. He kind of kept them as close as they got. It could have been over at halftime. He scored 12, but he is the Clancy's player of the game for the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, those were the two spark plugs for the teams. Keaton McEldowney, terrific for Versailles. You're right on, Chuck. And Rotez Roberts, a good choice for Sidney. Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sidney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's in Sidney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sidney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sidney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sidney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Versailles defeats Sydney by 15 here at the Flying to the Hoop at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. We understand the Minster girls, number one in the state in Division Four, were topped by Elyria Catholic 44-41 at the Classic in the Country at Berlin Highland this morning. The original opponent was going to be a good Division II program, a Sheridan from east of Columbus, northeast of Lancaster. Because of the shift in game times from Saturday morning to Sunday, the opponent wound up being Division III Elyria Catholic, a team ranked in the top 20 in the state, and it defeated Minster by 3, 44-41. Minster girls were down 6 at the half and lost by 3. We'll see the number one ranked girls team in the state in Division IV, Minster, on Thursday, entertaining New Bremen, the number 4 team in the state. And here tomorrow, Matt Zerker joins me for Fort Loramie and Thurgood Marshall. Thurgood, a team which is extremely athletic. And that game tomorrow, Chuck, may resemble a track meet more than a basketball game.
Well, I'm assuming that Loramie's going to want to try to run up down the floor because that's their game.
Yep.
They just have to make sure transition-wise they do not let Thurgood get a bunch of easy baskets at the other end and not let them turn them over with their quickness. If they do, I think that Loramie's probably got the advantage.
For the Sydney Yellow Jackets, it's work to do, but I think the schedule favors Sydney over the next couple weeks in that the Yellow Jackets will be playing more games than they will be practicing. They practiced a lot more in the last 2 weeks plus, only one game in about a 14 or 15 day stretch. And as you could tell, Chuck, Sydney did not benefit from that layoff. They were flat the first half especially.
Absolutely flat in the first half. And they didn't even come out and warm up for the second half. They discussed it the entire 10 minutes of the halftime. And they did play harder. They did play better. But they got too much talent to lose this game by 15 points today.
And I'll tell you what, the Versailles Tigers are going to be a force the rest of the year and in the Division III tournament. This number two ranked team in the state is for real. It's a speedy club. There's quickness at guard. A.J. Arnes is rapidly improving. He was a good ball player entering this season, but Versailles has got three or four double-digit scores potentially every single game.
Well, we didn't see Kyle Jones, the 5'10 senior, who probably is the quickest of them. He gets back from that ankle injury. That just adds another weapon to the Tigers.
So Versailles is going to be a club to be reckoned with in the Division III tournament. Of course, Anna is in Division III. Bethel is a Division III program. There's some very good Division III teams in the region, and that boys' Division III tourney will be interesting. And you've got to believe Versailles is going to be the top seed in this region of the state. A resume-building victory over Division I Sydney here today. Chuck, thanks so much. Appreciated it. A lot of fun. Good crowd here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Didn't have a real good view. We're up in the corner, kind of looking around the edge of one basket.
I only had to yell at three or four people, but they couldn't stand in front of me. But other than that.
But a lot of fun. We're back tomorrow. Matt Zerker and me have the play-by-play and color of Fort Loramie and Thurgood Marshall as the Redskins put their unbeaten record 11-0 on the line.
Well, I'll be listening. My real job's getting in the way of me coming up and doing this job tomorrow. So thank you, Matt, for taking over.
And the Redskins hope that tomorrow is one of three wins here in 2018 at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, where the D3 regionals are
absolutely
playing.
This is a terrific opportunity for them to get a little time on this floor, no matter what happens tomorrow.
Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, where Versailles has defeated Sydney 65-50.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.